a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
The analogy of someone drowning seems appropriate. That can be the trajectory of mental health.
There are people who will listen.
It's important that we embrace the discomfort of these vital conversations that need to take place. There is hope that we can make a difference in the life of somebody that may be the very closest person to us.
Those are just excerpts from a trailer recently released from The Family Place Presents. It's called I'm Still Here, Suicide Prevention Video Series. And this is one of those crucial conversations, and really pleased to be joined on the program today by Cheryl Goody, PhD. She is the executive director of The Family Place and joins us on the line. Thanks so much for coming on to discuss this critical video series with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So give us just a little bit of a background. I know that this is in part an offshoot from what the governor has done, some of the funding provided by the governor's suicide prevention program for the state of Utah. But give us a little backstory here. I think so many of us are aware of people who are dealing with either deep depression or suicidal thoughts, especially in the midst of a pandemic and the holiday season. But give us some perspective in terms of where you're coming from, what the genesis of this project is.
You bet. So our desire was to have everyday people share their stories, because we know that suicide and suicide ideation is very prevalent, not just only in the United States, but within Utah. And we wanted to give people the tools that they needed to be able to have these conversations and to be able to help those in need.
That's so vital. And a lot of people don't think that all the way through. As you mentioned, Utah has its own specific challenges there. It's the eighth leading cause of death is by suicide. And I think one of the important things I think to recognize is that this impacts all demographics, young, old, regardless of age, race, faith, tradition, whatever it may be. This really is an issue we all need to be thinking about.
Yes, definitely. And that it can affect anyone that we know. In fact, when you talk to others, there's a good chance that they know someone that has been affected by suicide. And so we had the great opportunity to be able to interview these 10 amazing participants that tell their story and then give a little bit of advice to those that might be dealing with their same challenges.
That's so important. And I think one of the real critical messages is that you're not alone in this process. I think so many people get backed into a corner, and then they either feel shame or guilt because they think they're the only one who is dealing with it, or they just think people don't care or aren't interested. How's this going to help them?
We want to give them hope. We want them to know that they're not alone, and we want to encourage them to reach out to their support system, to their families, to their friends, and to be able to find that support to keep enduring.
And that's it's so important. I think when people recognize that they're not alone, that that others have struggled with the same thoughts, the same frustrations, and being able to move that conversation forward. I love this whole idea of I'm still here. I always think of the old story of the old rancher, you know, out there on the farm that had a little sign hanging from a rusty nail that said, burned out by drought, drowned out by flood, sold out by sheriff, still here. And I love that whole idea of still here. And I think that's the message that everybody needs is that we need you here. We need you still here now. We need you still here a year from now.
That's right. And it's speaking to those that may be a survivor of suicide. It's speaking to those who chose not to die and chose to live and to keep enduring. But it also speaks to those supporters, to those friends, to the family that you might have, that they are still here to support you during these trying times.
I love that. And so where should we point people? Again, whether it's someone who's experiencing that for themselves, who's wondering if they should be still here or if it wouldn't be better without them, we want to get to those folks. But as you mentioned, we also want to get to those friends and loved ones around them that are part of that support system.
Yes, please go to our website that is thefamilyplaceutah.org, where you can connect and find those 7 videos that we have put together to show you 10 different stories to be able to connect with, and the links are all there. And then we also want you to remember that National Suicide Prevention Hotline that you will find on there, and to know that you're not alone.
Oh, so good. And so appreciate that insight and this wonderful effort. These are just crucial conversations that we have to get more comfortable having these uncomfortable conversations if we're going to help people still be here. Not just through this holiday season and this pandemic, but for years to come. Dr. Cheryl Goody, again, is the executive director of The Family Place. You can go to thefamilyplaceutah.org or on YouTube and check that out. But Dr. Goody, we really appreciate your effort, your leadership, and the difference that this is making for our community.
Thank you. That is our intention, to make that difference with just one person, one child, one parent, or even one family.
Oh, fantastic. Again, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll put all of this on our Facebook page today. So you can do that as Dr. Goody was talking there. I think Kellyanne actually put this into the bottom of the piece here, the old starfish story, the old man throwing those starfish back into the ocean, and just knowing you can make a difference for one. We talk about that on this program all the time, that it is about doing something that makes a difference. And in no space is it more important than with those that are dealing with depression, discouragement, suicidal thoughts. And we have to be ready to reach out, and they need to be ready to reach out. If you're listening today and you're having thoughts of getting out of the game, we need you in the game. We need you still here. And we encourage you to go to thefamilyplaceutah.org. Or, of course, all of the regular hotlines that we have available. And we'll have all of those up on our Facebook page today. And this is another one of those things where I just remind people, never, ever underestimate, what one text, what one phone call, what one drop in to see somebody can do. It's a great way for all of us to get out there and make a difference. Nothing more important. Still here. We need you here. Regardless of what challenges you're facing or how dark or difficult the day may seem, we need you here. We want you here, and you're not alone. There's people around that are going to help you stay here and continue to learn to thrive and grow and add value and make a difference and find happiness and joy. It's there. We're going to do it together. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for bottom of the hour break. When we come back, our good friend James Wallner is going to join us from Washington, D.C. We'll give you a little preview of coming attractions. What are we going to see in Congress and the White House in the days ahead? Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. now available anywhere you get your podcasts.